Technical delay. The end of this year, yesterday, we quoted the Raga Chava. That's to us, we don't always quote, but the Raga Chava in the Stuffness Paneach in Hilchos Kriyashma has the following beautiful interpretation of a certain Yerushalmi that says that. What about Shomea Ka'onet? Does it apply to Kriyashma? Does it not apply? We saw already three opinions earlier. Vilna Gaon says no. No. Kri Chodesh quotes that from the Maram al-Ashkas and he's wrong. The answer is yes. And the compromise view of Rabbi Yonah, we thought the Rambam agreed, was that it applies only in a case in which you have 10 people and answering Amen. But we said it's incorporated as part of Tefillah. Midor Raisa, you say Shomea Ka'onet, like the Kri Chodesh. The Rabbanim said, no, we can treat this part of Tefillah, and therefore you only say Shomea Ka'onet, the case in which you have 10 people and answering Amen, the same as the Shmoneh Esrei. Right? That's yesterday's shiur. The end of the shiur yesterday, we had this unbelievable idea from the Raga Chava that says you say Shomea Ka'onet by parasha number 2 and not parasha number 1. What is that all about? Here's my answer. The Raga Chava also was like the Kri Chodesh, that Midoraisa, you apply the principle of Shomea Ka'onet by Kriyashma. This is what he presumably would hold. But the first parsha we say is Kriyashma, Chiyuv Doraisa, has nothing to do with Tefillah. The second parsha is part of Tefillah. So the second parsha, which is part of Tefillah, so the chaz of the motzei the tzibur. But the first parsha, which the chiv midoraisa, there's no concept of kriyash of the tzibur at all. And if everybody has to read the parsha himself. So we can say he may hold that there's no shemek on the midoraisa. No shemek on the like the Vilna Gaon. Like the Vilna Gaon. Which means, so the first parsha, which is shema proper, so there's no shemek on it. Vilna Gaon is right. But the second parsha and the third parsha, those are the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim are considered part of Tefillah, as we explained, based upon the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah and the Rashba in the Sefer Brachos, and therefore you would apply Shomea Ka'onet. This is how he's explaining the Raga Chava. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban hold, you do say Shomea Ka'onet with the Raisa, like the Kri Chodesh. Except they say they want machmir to say it's part of tefillah, and therefore you need a minyan answering on it. Right. And Raga Chava comes the other way. Midoraisa do not say Shomea Ka'onet like the Vilna Gaon, but the second and third parsha of Shema can be treated like tefillah. If it's tefillah, we do have the principle of Shomea Ka'onet, provided that what? Provided that you have 10 people, and you say the brachas, we answer amen, consider part of tefillah. Any questions? Got it? Oh. Now I come to my biggest chiddush in this whole sugya. It's a chiddush which is unbelievable. I don't know if anyone else said this chiddush. It's hard to imagine no one did before me, but I haven't seen it in print. So if you find it somewhere, let me know. So far, I think it's my original. And again, it's hard to believe it that no one said it before me, but I haven't seen it in print. So you'll let me know. Tosis and that Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone open your Gemara, please, to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone look inside. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Remember, the Raga Chava was going on the Mishnah, on that Mishnah, where it says, Hayakorah v'Torah, the Yiyaz Man HaMishnah, Kibbutz HaBiyot, the Frek Tosis HaKash. Yushalmi Amin, the top Tosis, the first Tosis, the second paragraph. Brachas. Brachas Einen Ma'akas.
They cannot make the katoni omo lehem ha-mamunah. That's enough your days, you're off your base, the Torah b'tzibur. So the question of Hekast, this is so hard to understand. What does it mean? If you're a yochid and you say it without a
bracha yoyotze. If you're a tzibur and say that a bracha, you're not yoyotze. Just divide the tzibur into 10 parts. How can it be worse if you're a tzibur than if you're biyotze? How can it be? The Meiri thinks about this Tosfos, and el different nevius. It's not a compliment. Nevius is not, it used to be a good compliment to be a novi. Not to be a novi nowadays, it's not a compliment. Nevius made him out of nowhere. Doesn't make any sense, claims the Meiri. What's it all about? Everyone understand the question? It's chazak in the question. Tosfos is a steer between Beis and Gimel. We'll see later a different answer. But Tosfos is stuck with this kasha. The answer, be yachid, listen carefully. Be yachid, we say, brachos are not me'akras. That's the hayakara b'torah. One person in the same b'torah is just, but back at the Yad Aleph Beis, you talk about tzibur, and there, if you don't say the bracha, it is me'akras. Just divide the tzibur into 10 parts. The answer, I believe, is that Tosfos means what I just told you, pshat, based on Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam, that b'tzibur, not everybody reads Shema for himself. Rather, they fulfill the mitzvah through the chazan. Through the chazan. I told you before that if you want to fulfill the mitzvah through the chazan, you have to have a combination of 10 people and birchos kriya shema and answering amen. As we saw in the Rambam, so that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos doesn't mean to say that 10 people are inferior as a tzibur to one person. If the 10 people say shema each one, of course they yotze without the brachos. No worse than one person says without the brachos. What Tosfos means, that b'tzibur it's ma'akev, he means what the Rabbi Yonah and the Rambam say, that b'tzibur, you don't have to say your own krishma. You can be yotze krishma and the chazan say krishma. For that, the brachos are ma'akos. If a chazan got up and banged the table and say shema yisrael to Hashem al-kechem emes, and everyone listens, not yotze. Maybe the raisa yotze, we suggested. But with Rabbonan, you're not yotze. Because you can only yotze with Torah's tefillah, and in order to be considered tefillah, it's not enough to have 10 people. 10 people plus saying the brachos and put in the framework of tefillah, as I explained to you last time. And that's what Tosfos means. I think it's a beautiful pshat. I think it's a gavaldic pshat. I think it's a very good pshat. Otherwise, Tosfos makes no sense. Chazar again. When Tosfos says, Hashem Ayah B'tzibur, what's unspoken is, read between the lines, the rabbi used to say, what's unspoken is, if it's b'tzibur, to be yotze with the shliach tzibur. And to be yotze with shliach tzibur, that you have to have the brachos. Otherwise, it's not integrated into part of tefillah, and the chazan and the motzi. That's what Tosfos means. Now, let's be kasha, the gemara that Yud Aleph and Beis. Yud Aleph and Beis. What did it say? Look, read together. It's not a song. Abba and the Tosfos quotes. Baruch hu baruch achas, same baruch hu. Okay? Baruch hu. Baruch means you should bless. Right? You should bless. You should bless is Lashon Rabbin. You should bless is Lashon Rabbin. Okay? It's amazing. Lashon Rabbin. That means that everybody is saying himself. The answer is not true. Not true at all. Not true. Not true. Mikir Adin, it's quoted in the Torah and Siman Nutes. Everybody is supposed to be yotze with the chazan for Birchas Krishna. So when it says Baruch Hu, it means not that you say it, you listen to me. Baruch Hu is Hashem Melorach. They answer Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu, and then they're quiet until God is wrong. Nothing. So therefore, even though it says Baruch Hu, doesn't mean everybody reads himself, says the Baruch Hu himself. No. No. Not at all. And therefore, it's no kasha. The truth is, even if it's Baruch Hu, even if everyone would say it, doesn't say the Farish Kiru. It says Koro Asaras Adibus Shema VeShmora VeYomer UBaruch Hashem Baruch Hu Baruchas. Doesn't say the Farish. It says the Kiru. It says Baruch Hu. But even if it did say Kiru, that means that it means that through Shomei Chalona. That's what it means. That's what it means. As we said before, so Baruch means the Yotze with the Birchas Hashatz, so with Krishma as well. Krishma as well. Even if it means Kiru, it doesn't mean to say Beferish, to the Chazan. Otherwise, Tosfos makes no sense whatsoever. Hold it, Shaz Gavaldik, and I haven't seen it in print, but if you look harder, you'll probably find it, because it's too good a pshat that no one said it before me. Otherwise, Tosfos is this doesn't add up. Can't even. But here's something fascinating. Tosfos kasha at the beginning makes no sense. It's not my kasha. This is a kasha which is asked by the Vilna Gaon, among others. The Bach has the same kasha. The Vilna Gaon can be found in Shnos Eliyahu at the very beginning of the second paragraph of Brachos. He quotes Tosfos, quotes from Rav Haigon. V'nira, quotes from Rav Haigon, that the Gemara, the Bach is against Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Brachos enem akos. But Rav Haigon says, Al Gemara is brought to Amakos. That's what Tosfos basically says in that beginning. Why? It says, Seir Brachos enem akos. Al Brachos makos. That's the deal that Tosfos makes based on the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon is ridiculous. V'nira she'ein yishamayim klal. The Hosan Tomer, say the brachos enem ma'akas zu es zu. Ha the bracha lechaverta, ha say the enem ma'akit. Ha v'la bracha asas ha'kemes, the other bracha. Oh, on both sides. Open the Tosfos again. You see that the kashas, as they say in Yiddish, heptzich nishtan. Lo matfil doesn't even begin the kasha. Open the Tosfos one more time. That you do. The Vilna Gaon in the back said, the question doesn't even begin. What's Tosfos? Kasha, look inside, he's reading. He's reading Kriyas Shema and Sefer Torah, he's Yotze. Yerushalmi Aminim, Brachos Enim Akos. Avot Mish Omer Shtayim Lefaneh, Shtayim Lefaneh, Yotze. Fine. That's an omission. Fred Tosis, who says in Afid Beis, say the Brachos Enim Akos, but Brachos Makos. No! So the Vilna Gaon in the Bach. Doesn't mean that Brachos Enim Akos is Shema. It means that Brachos Enim Akos one another. So the same is that Makkah. If I say Abba Rabba before Yom Tzoror, it's good. But if I say Abba Rabba without Yom Tzoror, the other way around, it's a Bracha Levatala. It's a Bracha Levatala. The Makkah is Zu is Zu, that Makkah is the Shema. Such a push to answer. It's a pedal like Tosfos to give his answer. What a beautiful answer to Vilna Gaon. And that Tosfos Kasha, the Lomat Phil, doesn't even begin the Kasha. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. The question doesn't even begin. I repeat it again. He says, no. He says, Brachos enim, say the Brachos enim, zoo, zoo. Brachos lechaverta, say the Brachos. I broke out some makkevis. I broke Krishna. I broke a vada in a makkev. But what's in the Vishuddhok Mashiach, I broke a makkev. Even for a bit of children, the Brachos not makkev. Kosh to the Krishna, the Brachos go shy to call the Krishna. That's a dangerous kosh. The building world. It's a dangerous kosh. On the one hand, say a Brachos a mitzvah is a greater connection. On the other hand, through the Chazal and the Rabbanan, precisely when they took these independent brachos and they created them as a framework for Shema, so one could say logically that maybe even it is Naki, as Tosfos has suggested, that it is Naki the Shema, again, in the context of the Tzibur, as we explained earlier. What's the Pesach Pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos was like this. If the brachos of Akmazu Azu, as the Vilna Gaon concedes, what does that mean? Every morning and every evening, there were six units. Six. In the morning, three brachos and three parshas of Shema, says the Yerushalmi. In the evening, four brachos and two parshas of Shema. We'll get to that later, in the second paragraph. Always six units. If three of the units of Akmazu one another, Tosfos is Mistaber, and level Rabbana, that they all mark one another. There's six units, right? Shema and the Brachos. If the Brachos are marking one another, Tosfos assumes logically, they mark the Shema as well. Because it's all on levels of the Rabbana, obviously, over here. That's how I understood it. And therefore, if you wrote Shema and the Brachos, you're not Yotze, Yechiv, and Krishma as a Chelik of Tfila. Of course, with the Raisa Yotze, you might say other Brachos. But as Krishma as a Chelik of Tfila, you would not be Yotze at all. That's Pshat and Tosfos in their kasha. But the Vilna Gaon has a very good answer. Doesn't the question from the beginning? Now we come to the very, very important but serious halacha of the Shaila. Let's go back to the Gemara of Rabbi Sayyid Aleph and Beis to Beis of Aleph. Very important. Says the Gemara like this: This is where's this found? Where's it come from? Remember where it comes from? Where is this? They call it a source. Tomid! Those of us who learn Tomid before Pesach, make a seum, people on the Zoom, we learn Tomid together before make a seum, and have Pesach, you should remember this. The Mamuna is a Kohen, it's Mamuna who's in charge. Baruch Hu Baruch Achas. Vein Baruch Hu. Now, says the Gemara, my Baruch Achas. Well, it says as follows. Didn't know. The last word of the narrow lines, Abba Rabba. And someone else says, no. Yotzero. Yotzero. Now, the Gemara wants to know, how did Rabbi Zerika, what did Rabbi Zerika say? Rabbi Zerika said, and he was one of the people who was discussing the question of what was the bracha that was said. They asked him, what bracha is said? Right? Rabbi Zerika says, Yotzero. La beferishit ma. Should blow motus man yotzeror. If he motus man yotzeror, have amri. Ooh. What is the time? What is the time? The time is Mishiyakim. And they did it before Mishiyakim. That's why it's postponed. Frankly, Rabbi Mishlola Mai. No, the Mishlola Yolam Avarava have amri. If he motus man yotzeror, have amri then. So you have to wait till yotzeror until you get to what? Mishiyaki, umay brachos enem akvazu lezu, say the brachos. This is the moment which was called in Baratosis, and I feel skin a little bit out. Question. Should we take the Gemara for real? Is it for real or not for real? Is it for real or not for real? The Gemara is saying over here that they did not say Yotzor because it's Madin Kanya. A Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Well, Yotzer Ro comes into the time of Krishna. Take a look at the top Rashi, base of the Aleph. Top base of the Aleph, look what it says. Look carefully. Hach brocha gramri avarava hechim shmamina em akas duzu dilma haidloma Yotzer Ro mishim lomot zav zimnehu chimot zimne amila afagav the kori inu Krishna lomot zimne gramina bealma akori shmam anshimishma liyotzer shanshimishma magdimim. We saw the Ramban said, Yotzer the Chatchila, but the Yevon Yoyah would say, yeah. So is this Gemara to be taken for real or not to be taken for real? That's a big question. Should we take it halacha l'maisa? When's the earliest man to say, Yotzer Ro? What do you say? Not completely clear. That's a question. Comes along the Rashba, it says as follows. If you have the short sheets we had to give out, it's the second line of the second page. The Mashamu Khan, lo, the Olam Dama Avarabba, lo me yotzor, dechia bi almahu. Don't take it for real. Dechina lo, lo ukmi, la beferish in unichlola. Urukh the Talmud in the Ochen, the Chaminan, Habeferish Itmar, Ala Mechlola, Yishazel, Ala Balaygumar, the Mizbar Shapame, Oklola, Nakhlek, and the Furish. Makshal, my Mechlola, Kloma, and Delver, Mukhrochu came, Imashmo, La Mechlola, Beferish. Ikala Meimar Ochen. You can't say, Yeshla Baldin Lachla, Gulamema Beitam Machmina. It's not the truth. Lo Shavkinim, I did not get Mechlolim, Mordu Shmaitam, Tavsinim, I did Here too, Rav Zerika was pesach his michlala. So he is telling the truth. The tchiyah is only the tchiyah. So my makos the haktim, as he said before, and therefore we can rely upon this. The kitzah, what's the Rashba saying? I just read some of the highlights. What did the Rashba say? The gemara the tchiyah be alma. He passes on yotzeror is alosa shachar, and the brachas and the ma'akif. At all, not mocking each other at all. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Remember the Shulchan Aruch should look inside. Simen Samach, please look inside. Simen Samach, Sid Gimel. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, you have a Mishnah Berurah at their side. Simen Samach, Sid Gimel. What does it say in Simen Samach, Sid Gimel? Say the brachas en anachle. Shem hiktim shnir l'rishona, yotze dechovas brachas. Okay? Say the brachas en anachle. What does that mean? The brachas are ma'akev zuvazu. They are ma'akev zuvazu. Zosu meres, brachas, hold on. Say the brachas, 1 second. Say the brachas are not ma'akev, the brachas are ma'akev. Take a look at the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha talks about this question. Look what he says. Ein Mishkibura. The brachas ain't ma'akas the Krishna. So Mavada ain't ma'akas uazu. Don't take it literally. Even called the Rav Hai Gon, as brachas are ma'akas uazu. It's only betziba, though, biyachas, we saw. I, the Bach, disagrees. And they say, shaviyachas betziba. But we can be making. So once again, the Shulchan Aruch writes, say the brachas ain't ma'akas, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yotze b'di'evet, right? Yotze b'di'evet. V'birich b'ruch achas v'shkiel v'birich klal. Yotze mir yidei chavos v'yishavirich. He takes the Shulchan Aruch out of the normal context. Shulchan Aruch says, say the brachas are not ma'akev, we find the brachas are ma'akev zuzu. And the Bialach of Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's not true. It's not true. Why is it not true? Because he's assuming that Rakam Zrika. Like the Rashba. It's interesting. Look at Nun Ches and Gimel. It's proved that the Mishnah Berurah is right. Nun Ches Gimel. Misha Olas of Moshe Mashkin says that there are a couple of people that have listened to Yuchel Abad and Lochav and Afil Parashah Rishona. What does it do? Yochel Lekrosa in Birchosel Misha Olas of Nashacha. It's against the Gemara that the base of an Aleph. But the Zimnen. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. What's the answer? The Mefurash Gemara is a Dechuyim Yalma or Rabosai. The Gemara says the Rajab is right. If the Rajab is right and it's a Dechuyim Yalma and Simon Chesed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah is also right. When Simon Samach Sif Gimel, he says, don't take it literally. Say the Brach is not Mach, but the Brach is Amach of Zuhuzu. No. No, he says. No. Don't make that inference. Because we pass it like the Rashba, you can say the brachas from Alos Nashaka before Mishiyak. It gets the Mefurash Gemara, but the Mefurash Gemara is the Bechir Biyama. If that's the case, it comes out that the brachas are Namak Ezuazu. That's the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, which is not a simple read of the Samach Siv Gimel, is vindicated and validated by Simon Nunches Siv Gimel as soon as you pass it to Shimon. However, Shulchan Aruch is not always the last word, Rabbosa. Not always the last word. Not always the last word. No. Take a look over here in a source which is impeccable source. Impeccable source. One moment, please, let me first give you something else here. In Simon Samach Sin Beis, what does it say over there? Kara Krishna below Brich Barocha Yasne Chavas Krishna. The chosen, the korei, and the brachas below Krishna. You don't have to say shmir at all. For nearly, shetov lavs of the likros Krishna and brachas. Say it again a second time. Second time. Why? It's a close of prima gadim that says it's worried about this. We're high gone. You're not yotzei without the brachas. Who the pella? I feel the quality of high gone. Right? The saint is not ma'akev. He said the brachas already. He said the brachas afterwards. Who cares? It doesn't. According to this, you say Shema within 3 hours, and brachas after 3 hours. You still should say Shema again. It's based upon the Yerushalmi. It's not to fulfill the mitzvah. Just such a nice idea to say Shema a second time, which we normally would do. Okay, fine. Rabosai, the Mogen Avraham. He is the number one parish of Shulchan Aruch, is the Mogen Avraham. Look what he says. The Mogen Avraham. Simen Nun Ches Siv Katan He. That's what I was looking at yesterday. I was trying to find Nun Tesei, I was looking at Nun Chesei. I guess it's something called a Freudian slip. I was worried about the next issue. Nun Chesei, look what it says. Shulchan Aruch says, in Simon Nun Ches, the Gam Shaka Ribbon Yotzeror, as early as the Losa Shaka. Uka Anche Mishnah, cause of the Raj Mishnah Dusha,
Adi Gemara says, Lamata Zimin, nah, Dicha B'Alma. Who wasn't the Sheikh Tase? The Pasuk of the Lord Rabbeinu Hai. Kimash Akosu, the Simin, the Sama, the Mace Yosef, the Sheikh Rabbeinu Hai, to say the Brahmas, Ena B'Akev, Mash, the Spirit, the Lord, the Yotzeror, Adi Gemata Zimin. The Pasuk of the Chuvas of Rajbo, Chuyumei Amikdash, Shashi Nikras Avarabi, Yechidis, וכן נראה ואין לא מאוד טרור כל כך בהשכמה, עד שיחר הקמפונים את חילס ללובה. וואו. He passed it's not a דחוי ביום. You're not allowed to say the Shema until it's Birchus Krishma, but you're טרור rather, until Mishayaki. It's not a דחוי ביום. You passed it from us all back of Jerusalem, even Biyochid, as the Bach and the Vilna Gaon said, and I'm not going to Shema. And you know what? The Rambam holds that way, I think, the Pshuto. Again, the Mishnah Berurah took the Mechavah's Lashon out of his Pashat because he was stuck. I don't know if you realize it, but although he was stuck with a stira, the Mechavah passes to say Yotzer, you say Yotzer from Alos HaShachar. But if you follow the Mechavah Rav, as we should, the Chatchila, and not say Shema, not say Yotzer until Mishayakir, then Shekamat the Barakas HaMachar who was up. Says the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Hit the bracha shniyah the brachas bracha rishona. Ben biyom ben belayla ben afneh ben achareh yotzer. Why? Because ain seder the brachas. The implication of the Rambam is the seder is no seder, but if you leave that one of the brachas, it's no good. No good. You'll say, might have to mean it. We always say the brachas. It's a difference. No, if you look at the Prima Gordon in Mishpat Zozov Simen Mem Zayin. Excuse me, Simon Samach, right over here. Mishpat Zozov says Cotton Aleph. He discusses this with a fascinating afternoon. Let's say, for example, example like this. You can't finish all the brachas before the Zman. What's the Zman? Some say 4 hours, some say 6 hours, as yesterday should. Whatever the Zman is, you won't make it. You won't make it on time. Says the Kriman God of the Sfaros. Look what he says. The fish. He says, Rav Hai, the brachas matna zu ezu. Dim loma el achas nishnil ava klam. Afri de osa shama lo yotza. U bracha levatola hava. So if you begot him as aware that why should a Jew want to take a chance? No, nafkamina. Nafkamina is, and so the Rambam passes that way. In Tfidim and Musafim. Abba Rabba Amri. Right? And the Rambam passes over here in the Krishma. That the same is not ma'akev, but they all ma'akev each other. Nafkamina tuva im ichem medikos at sof shodal ve'ein zman lo mar shtei abrochas in krishma v'yesh zman lo ma'achas l'ravai lo yovan ki ma'achas zu es zu u'brocha achas levatola have. But the mechava pasuk like the Rashba gets ravai. And therefore, it's okay, according to the opinion of the Mechavah. But according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, it's not a Dichu B'Alma, and then the Brachas on the Achmas, Zu, as we said. So therefore, it's tricky. You don't know how to pass the Halacha on the Ma'aseh, either of the Shabbos. The Mechavah is Mekil, and says you can say Brichas Yotzeror from Alos HaShachar. The Magen Avraham says to wait until Mishiyak. The Mechavah, like the Rashba, is a Dicha B'Alma. Brochas are not Makim Zu Zu. Either Rambam says, the Mechavah says, say the Brochas are not Makim, and call the Brochas are Makim. It's a wrong inference. As the Mishnah Berurah says, the Falbam of Avraham, that you have to wait for Mishiyak. Here, the Mechavah is not a Dicha B'Alma. So you get the impression that no, Brochas are Makim Zu Zu, not Makim Dishma, as the Vilna Gaon in the Bach said earlier. So therefore, if you were late in the game, up to the Zman, up to the last minute, you can't even say one of them if you can't say all three of them, Pashtus, not just two or three. The Chor according to the Prima Gaon. So with this, we stop the Shir for today. And Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow Shir, the 6:30 Shir, there'll be new Maramakamas. We'll be continuing with a very important sugya called Smichas Gula Letfila, Davdal in the base. That'll be tomorrow at 6:30 Shir. We'll all tune in. And in Birt Hashem on Shabbos of the Tamas, we're going to still give a regular Shir at 6:30 to 7. Why not? Just because we're fasting. Is there any reason why not? No?
A little extra Torah we have on Shabbos of the Thomas as well on Thursday. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Thank you for joining.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.